Why France is going to start taxing financial transactions.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Adrienne Hill. European leaders are meeting today in Brussels. Their talks are focused on working together to solve the debt crisis, manage a likely Greek default, and to balance their budgets. But one country is going it alone, at least on one part of the plan. France has proposed a new tax on banks, charging them a little bit for every financial transaction. The BBC's Andrew Walker explains what the financial transaction tax is and why France is going ahead with it.
President Sarkozy has some big problems to tackle. Among them, his government is running a budget deficit. This financial transactions tax is labelled by some as a Robin Hood tax, as in, it steals from the rich and gives to the poor.
Nous espérons récupérer pour le budget de l'État et donc réduire le déficit.
We hope the tax will generate 1 billion euros of new income and thus cut our budget deficit. What we want to do now is to push others into taking action by giving them an example.
In this case, the French president didn't spell out exactly what would be taxed, but officials have said it'll be trading in shares of stock, not bonds. And the French hope to set an example that will lead to other European countries adopting a similar tax. French banks oppose going it alone, fearing they'll lose business, perhaps to London. Britain already has a tax on share trading, but will not go along with a levy on other types of transactions. Political observers note President Sarkozy also faces an election and is currently trailing in the opinion polls. Taxing the banks will be popular, and President Sarkozy says it will make a useful contribution to fixing the government's finances. I'm the BBC's Andrew Walker for Marketplace.
Here in the U.S., federal prosecutors say they might delete data from file-sharing site Mega Upload as soon as Thursday. The company says more than 50 million users could have their data erased from their personal storage space on the internet. The government says it's deleting the files because the space was used to share movies and music illegally. But what's it have to say about the safety of the cloud as a space to store and share things like our pictures? From where we go to Rick Ferguson. He's a security expert at Trend Micro. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what are the risks to storing things like photos, information in the cloud?
I think certainly one of the risks that you do have to take into account when you're using a cloud service is the longevity and trustworthiness of your cloud provider. So for example, if you're using a service from Apple with their iCloud service, you can place a much larger degree of trust in them as a provider. If you're talking about an example like Mega Upload, this is not a publicly listed company. It's not a company with a great pedigree. And therefore, you know, you should have consequently less trust in that provider and take other measures to protect your data.
Now, are there other risks involved in keeping my important information in the cloud?
I think the other consideration that a lot of people come up against when they're thinking of storing either personal or commercial data in the cloud is, how secure is my data from the employees of that company? Do they store my data in an encrypted format, which means they can't get access to my data, or is it all freely available to those employees? I know some time back there was for example, a Google employee who had to be dismissed for inappropriately accessing information of Google customers, for example.
Now, does this all mean I shouldn't be storing my really important photos in the cloud?
No, absolutely not. I mean, it means that you should do your research before you make that commitment and make sure that the company that you're placing your trust in is deserving of that trust. Make sure they're going to treat your data carefully, make sure they're going to respect your privacy, and make sure that they're a company that you can trust.
Rick Ferguson is a security expert at Trend Micro. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Now, let's do the numbers. Global markets are down this morning. Here in the U.S., the amount of money consumers spent in December was flat, but the Department of Commerce says income ticked up. On Wall Street Friday, the Dow closed down 74 points to close at 12,660.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, combining email marketing and social media for more customers and more time back on the clock. Learn more at ConstantContact.com. By The Economist, presenting its third annual Ideas Economy Innovation event on March 28th in Berkeley, California. More information at innovation.economist.com. And by GoToMeeting by Citrix, bringing high-definition video conferencing to online meetings for face-to-face collaboration. More at GoToMeeting.com.
In his State of the Union address, President Obama sketched out a plan to help homeowners who are current on their mortgages to refinance. We're still waiting for details, but the idea sounds pretty good to Alan Sloan. He's editor-at-large at Fortune magazine and joins us now. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Adrian.
So why do you think this proposal is such a big deal?
Because if it's done the right way, it amounts to Wall Street bailing out honorable Main Street homeowners whose tax money was used to bail out Wall Street. You'd make life easier for maybe 20 million families by reducing their monthly interest payments at no cost to the taxpayers. It's about $60 billion a year of economic stimulus. Also, it's obvious economic justice by helping people who through no fault in their own, can't refinance.
Now, explain, how is this Wall Street bailing out Main Street?
Because the money the homeowners would save, which will call on average $3,000 a year of interest, in effect comes out of the pockets of the holders of mortgage-backed securities, and these holders are predominantly the Federal Reserve and giant financial institutions that taxpayers bailed out. This is not the government bailing out people who've defaulted. This is honorable homeowners getting to refinance and paying their debts at 100 cents on the dollar. There's nothing not to like unless you own the mortgage-backed securities.
Fortune Magazine's Alan Sloan, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Adrian. It was my pleasure.
And finally, with the Super Bowl less than a week away, let's check to see which team the animal kingdom is betting on. First off, there's a sea lion in the Bronx Zoo who thinks the Giants are going to win. A camel in New Jersey named Princess also picked the Giants. But as a New Jersey resident, Princess is unlikely to have a fully objective view of the game. So on to the Georgia Aquarium, where dolphins correctly predicted a Giants-Patriots matchup. But then they picked the Miami Dolphins to win the whole thing, apparently not understanding how football works. In Los Angeles, I'm Adrienne Hill. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
Business news. It's not all banks, budgets, and bottom lines, you know. At Marketplace, we think it can be lots of things, like...
So, maybe you've heard of the Kardashians.
iPhone and iPad app.
Christian Dior.
Wine.
We Fit.
Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
The NFL.
I'm Kai Rizdahl. Whether you need news or the numbers or just a good laugh, join us next time for Marketplace, the business show for the rest of us. It's from APM, American Public Media. With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.